Hello, my name is Babak Mornazavi, and I'm here to present our T3 project, Personalized Continuous Glucose Monitoring System for Diabetes Self-Management, along with my colleagues, Dr. Charisse Fields and Dr. Ben Hu. The purpose of this study is to aid those suffering from prediabetes and type 2 diabetes in managing their diabetic care. This really means minimizing excess glucose levels and preventing potential hypoglycemic events through just-in-time alerts and interventions. However, this automated just-in-time monitoring requires strict control of diet and exercise. Now, while exercise tracking exists, the diet monitoring portion of this is really quite challenging. A number of solutions exist that involve manual logging through things like MyFitnessPal, but with continuous glucose monitors, we have an opportunity to automate this through wearable sensing techniques. And in particular, we have a potential to automate diet monitoring by knowing the physiological changes to glucose response based on meals and the macronutrient composition of those meals. So we aim to develop a tool that will track activity and context of what a user is doing. So when are they active? How much energy are they expending? When are they eating? When are they sleeping? When are they working? When are they driving to and from work? And using all of this as context to track energy expenditure, and when it will lower glucose versus when eating will raise glucose. We have a preliminary study that looked at identifying context in users and identify moments of eating that will help label when they're having breakfast or when they're having lunch without the user having to label, without having this excess logging burden. And it will allow us to signal segment the glucose response to specific meals. And for our T3 study, IRB2019-0793, we intend to take this platform of activity recognition, which has seen a 15% increase in eating detection rates with very minimal user labeling, than standard algorithms for activity recognition. And we'll take this with our glucose monitoring and provide a solution that is able to track diet as you're taking food in and let you know when you're going to be hyperglycemic and potentially need to exercise, or hypoglycemic and potentially need to eat. And we look forward to continuing these user subject studies to validate that this kind of intervention tool can work.